Welcome to today's news discussion. I'm Claire, and joining me is Alan. We'll be covering several key stories, starting with a recent decision on H-1B visas.
Good morning, Claire. I'm Alan. Let's dive into the first topic.
A federal judge has struck down the $100,000 fee that President Donald Trump imposed on new H-1B visas, ruling it unlawful. U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin in Boston issued the decision, ordering the fee invalidated.
That's significant. What was the reasoning behind the judge's decision?
The ruling came in a lawsuit brought by 20 employers, students, and workers who challenged the fee. The judge found the charge to be unlawful, according to Reuters.
So this fee was part of Trump's immigration policy changes. How did employers react when the fee was first announced?
The announcement in September set off confusion and panic among employers, students, and workers. Many were concerned about the impact on hiring and the tech sector.
The H-1B visa is popular among tech companies and universities for hiring skilled workers. How does this ruling affect them?
With the fee struck down, these organizations will not have to pay the additional $100,000. It should ease some of the financial burden and uncertainty around hiring foreign talent.
That's a relief for many companies. Was there any immediate reaction from the Trump administration or related officials?
The articles don't mention a specific response from the Trump administration. However, it's worth noting that there was an earlier federal court ruling that upheld the fee hike, which this decision contradicts.
Interesting. So there's a divergence in judicial opinions on this matter. What's next for this policy?
It's unclear at this point. The administration could potentially appeal the decision. The reporting suggests that the legal battle over immigration policies will continue.
Okay, let's move on to another story.
Iran launched ballistic missiles at Israel on Sunday, marking the first such attack since a ceasefire took effect in early April. How does this escalation impact the region?
This development raises fears of renewed conflict. The Israeli military confirmed the missile launch, and there were reports of sirens across northern Israel.
What was Iran's stated reason for this attack, if any?
The articles don't provide a clear reason from Iran. However, it's known that tensions have been high, and this attack complicates mediation efforts for a deal to end the war.
So this is a significant escalation. How did Israel respond to the missile attack?
The immediate response from Israel isn't detailed in the articles. However, we know that Trump later urged both Israel and Iran to stop shooting immediately.
That ties into the next story. What was the context of Trump's statement?
Trump's statement came after fresh missile and airstrikes threatened to unravel the fragile ceasefire. Israel had launched strikes inside Iran, and Tehran retaliated with a barrage against Israel.
So Trump's call was in response to the back-and-forth strikes. What's the likelihood of his statement having an impact?
It's hard to say. The situation is volatile, and both sides have shown willingness to engage in military action. Diplomatic efforts are ongoing, but the outcome remains uncertain.
Let's discuss another development in the region. Ukrainian forces have struck several oil facilities inside Russia and occupied Ukraine. What's the strategic goal behind these strikes?
Ukraine aims to make Moscow bear the economic cost of the war. By targeting oil facilities, Ukraine is likely trying to disrupt Russia's energy supply and economy.
That makes sense. How did Russia respond to these strikes?
Russia's defense ministry reported the attacks. The articles don't detail a specific retaliatory action, but it's likely that Russia will respond in some manner.
These strikes could have significant economic implications for Russia. How does this fit into the broader conflict?
It's part of Ukraine's campaign to impose economic costs on Moscow. By targeting critical infrastructure like oil facilities, Ukraine is trying to pressure Russia to reconsider its actions.
Let's move to the final story. Iran's main military command announced the cessation of operations against Israel. What prompted this decision?
The announcement came after Iran's painful response to Israel's strikes. Iran warned of harsher attacks if Israel resumed attacks on Lebanon.
So this is a temporary halt rather than a permanent ceasefire. How does this impact the regional dynamics?
The halt suggests a willingness to de-escalate, at least temporarily. But the warning about future attacks indicates that tensions remain high.
It seems like the situation is still volatile. As we wrap up, what's the overall takeaway from these stories?
The region is experiencing significant turmoil, with multiple conflicts escalating. Diplomatic efforts are crucial to prevent further escalation.
Indeed. and it highlights the complex interplay between different nations and their military actions. Thanks for walking us through these stories, Claire.
Thank you, Claire. That's all for today's discussion. Goodbye.